We are doing a Gedota Talmud. We're up to Gittin Dafnun Vav, the 56th page. And we had learned last time about how Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had sneaked out of the city. They took him out. Everyone thought he was dead. They took him out on a stretcher. And then they put him down in the graveyard. And he managed to get to the Roman camp. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is out walking through the Roman camp in search of Vespasian, the Roman general. And Vespasian hears that there's this Jewish rabbi who's seeking him out. So he orders to have Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai brought before him. Now, the Romans are near victory. Soon they will conquer Jerusalem. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's goal is to try and minimize the damage. Try to save something from the great destruction that is imminent. And we had left off with the question, what is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's bargaining chip? What does he have to offer Vespasian? So, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai comes to Vespasian, the Roman general, he greets him with, "Peace to you, King. Peace to you, King." Before we continue, we have to know a little bit of history. Vespasian is the general. His uncle is the emperor. And rumor was going around that he would be appointed king. Josephus also predicted that he would become king, and that's why when his prediction came true, he was granted special gifts. He was granted a special position by Vespasian because he had foretold that Vespasian would be the emperor. So when we read the Gemara on the surface is telling us a chiddush that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai came and greeted him, "Peace to you, King, peace to you, King." And we will see that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was smarter than all the other people who were making guesses politically. Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai knew he would be king. It wasn't a guess. Vespasian asks him, he says to him, "You know, you deserve the death penalty twice. Firstly, I'm not king, and you called me king. If you call a general the king, so then you deserve the death penalty. That's number one. And secondly, if I am the king, so then why haven't you come here till now? So that's the second reason why you deserve the death penalty." So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai answered him. He said, "Why didn't you come till now to tell me I'm king? Why didn't you come to greet me if I'm the king?" So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai answered him. He said, "That which you said, you are not the king, the truth is you are. Because if you wouldn't be a king, Jerusalem would not have been given over into your hand. You're about to conquer Jerusalem, and the verse says in Isaiah, 'V'halevanon,' and Jerusalem will fall in the hands of Adir, the Adir Yipol,